KX93.5 every Wednesday welcomes Jonathan Burke, president of Laguna College of Art and Design, with a segment we called LCAD Today. Jonathan, how's it going?
Just fine, thank you.
Yeah, so what's going on at the college?
Well, I thought I'd talk just a little bit about our game art major. So, you know, it was around 2005 we started to think and began to develop this new major in game art. We launched it in 2007. It's hard to believe. It's already been 11 years.
Wow.
So the major really developed out of our illustration department. And the faculty and the chair has been watching how the video game art was developing. It was really becoming more sophisticated. And though video games have been around for 40 years, it's actually fairly recently that they moved from a 2D format. And you remember Mario Brothers, where the game came from a one point of view. That's how we saw it. It was either top-down or side-to-side. And as we were looking at the art in video games, it was around 2000. And that's when the computing power allowed for a game to become much more immersive, a really kind of rich 3D environment. Characters and objects started to become fully rendered. And as that was happening, we decided to begin developing this game art curriculum. And part of the reason is that our strengths are in teaching highly realistic art, even though some students may choose a little more simplified approach to their art making, but you still have to have the same kind of education. So we focused on game art since students learn how to create everything that's visual in the game engine, a lot like illustration. So a game engine, if you don't know, that's the software environment. And it has all these features to build a video game. So it has functions to import art, graphics, sound, and 2D and 3D assets. And all an asset is an object that's made in a 3D computer program. So it could be a car, it could be a character. So you model in that program. You actually create the thing, and it looks highly realistic and very believable. So besides that, students learn to create interiors and exterior environments, landscapes, figures. They learn clothing, so it looks believable and real, you know, what the figures wear. They also develop the lighting. They create the textures. And something called rigging, which is really the internal skeleton of the figure. It can even be for facial movements, too. And that's animated by the programmer. So even though we can create the animation, it's the programmer that latches onto it. So we focus on a very small aspect of programming called scripting. Programming for video game is really another kind of specialization, and you would learn that in a computer science department. So just a little statistics. As of fall semester, we have 180 students in the game art major, and we have a 95 placement rate for our graduates coming out of games. And, games are interactive art, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's just going to become part of everything we do. So besides the entertainment factor, it's being integrated in education, as you know. It's helping young students learn. You know, it's in the healthcare industry. It's moving into sports and publishing. It's really going to be embedded in all things as we, you know, move forward into the future. And someone once said, the future can't be predicted, but it can be invented. Mm. So that's what's happening at LCAD today.
Love it. And just another great example of how art is not relegated to a traditional medium that we might picture it. Game art, indeed, is such an important part of our culture today. And it's so cool. You guys are leading the charge on that. So way to go.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right, Jonathan Burke, LCAD Today. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.